إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, this morning my email box is full of emails talking about a new American initiative which is to launch a new religion by the name of American Islam. So I said, Alhamdulillah, this is unfortunately nothing new. This launching of new versions of Islam has been going on from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. Even while he was alive, there were people who were launching new versions of Islam. I want to remind myself anew that Islam is not an Android phone which needs to be upgraded from time to time. It's not even an Apple phone which needs no upgradation. You have to throw it and buy another one. Islam is the deen which Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. There is no deen, there is no Islam which is other than this. There is only one Islam. And that Islam is the deen which Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. And this is not my opinion, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said. I'm laughing because this whole initiative of reinventing Islam is so funny that you should only laugh at it, because what else can you do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated very, very clearly in the Quran three things. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This ayah came and this ayah was recited in Arafat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this very clearly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, today we have completed Al-Yawma Akmaltu Alaykum Atmamtu Alaykum Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenukum. Today we have completed your deen. Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati. And we have completed our blessing on you. Itmam Ni'mat Huwi. وَالْرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And Allah has chosen for you Islam. Allah is pleased with you. رَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Choosing in the sense of not only choosing, but choosing and being pleased with it. Islam as your deen. This ayat came 1400 years ago when America did not exist, except as a piece of land. There were probably horses there, Allah knows what were there. Allah knows even if there were any human beings on the American continent. So this deen came 1400 years ago, long before America even existed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very clearly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. Allah said, verily deen, inna deena, verily the deen, عند الله with Allah, in the eyes of Allah, in the consideration of Allah, according to Allah, is al-Islam. Anything other than Islam is not a deen. It can be a philosophy, or it can be some custom and practice or whatever. But with Allah, if you say deen, it means Islam. There is nothing else. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. And this refers to what deen? Al-Islam. Which al-Islam? Which Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reinforce this and to reiterate this, towards the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 85, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very, very clearly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever comes on the day of judgment with anything other than Islam, he will be among the losers. غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا, which whoever comes with anything, any deen, any religion other than Islam, will be in the hellfire, will be among the losers. Which Islam is this? The Islam that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. My dear brothers and sisters, all of us know very clearly that there are three questions in the grave. Three questions in the grave, right? What is your deen? Who is your Rabb? Man Rabbuk? What is your deen? And what do you say about this person, about this man who was sent among you, Muhammad or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? To the best of my knowledge, there is no question which says, Min Aina Ant, before these three questions. Is there a question, Min Aina Ant, where are you from? And the man says, Ana min America. Then you say, oh mashallah, hold on. Munkir Nakir have to say, no, hold on. This is an American Muslim. He is from America. So therefore, we have a different set of questions for him. Yeah, is it true? Min Aina Ant, is Min Aina Ant a question of the qabr? Ana min America, Ana min Saudiya, Ana min Jordan, Ana min Syria, Ana min Malaysia, Ana min Australia, Ana min Japan, Ana min China, Ana min al-Hind. Is it a question from the grave? Where are you from? I am from India, from China, from... Question is very simple. Who is your Rabb? Man Rabbuk, khalas. Whether you are from China, you are from India, you are from Pakistan, you are from wherever, the Rabb is only one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Deen is only one, Islam. Which Islam? There are no versions of Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not bring Islam and he said, okay, this is the Islam version 1.1, that is Islam version 1.4, this is Islam version 1.5, you can upgrade from 1.1 to 1.5. He did not say this. He didn't say this is Islam which is plain vanilla, this is Islam with chocolate topping, this is Islam with something else. No. One deen, Islam, khalas. And that deen was explained completely and totally and totally clearly by Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I bear witness and you bear witness with me that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam completed his work. He did not leave anything undone. He did not do his work half-heartedly. He did not do his work partially. He did not leave something for somebody else to come later on and fill and complete and finish. He completed his work totally and completely. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his witness. And if he needs more witnesses, every single sincere Muslim from the day to the day of judgment is a witness in favor of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he completed his work of handing over Islam to us. He did not leave any stone unturned. And the famous khutbah of Hajj, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a witness. He said to the people, he said, have I conveyed what was sent to me? People said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, you have conveyed. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked up to the heavens, he raised his hand and he said, Ya Allah, you are witness, Ya Allah, you are witness. So, today, if somebody comes with American Islam, somebody comes with Australian Islam, somebody comes with Russian Islam, they can come with any number of Islam, it makes no difference. Reality does not change because you refuse to believe it. Gravity does not vanish because you say, I don't believe in gravity. Take a leap from the 20th floor and you discover gravity. Whether you believe it or not, you take a jump from the 20th floor and you will discover gravity very quickly. In a couple of seconds, you will become a complete believer in gravity. So, not believing gravity will not change gravity. Not believing in Allah will not change Allah. So, let us be very clear. Also, the reason I am saying this is because I am not interested in now responding to all these emails. So, I said, let me make this into a Fajr reminder and send it. Let people listen to it. There is no point in responding to rubbish because rubbish is rubbish. And all of this business of American Islam and whatnot is absolute and total rubbish. We are free to believe anything we want. Nothing changes. The reality does not change because you don't want to believe it. There is one Islam and that Islam is the Islam that was brought by Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Islam is not restricted to a country. It is not restricted to a race. It is not restricted to a tribe. It is not restricted to any place. It is the Islam for all of humanity until the day of judgment, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends this world. There is that Islam and that Islam applies to anyone living anywhere in the world, in any time, any age, without absolutely any change. That is our aqidah. This is the truth as confirmed by the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and by the ahadith of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if somebody wants to find dalail somewhere else, then that is their problem. Let them deal with it. We don't believe in that. As far as we are concerned, for us, the kitab of Allah and the teachings of His Habib Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more than enough. We don't need anybody else, and we will not accept anything from anybody else. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.